Blog Talk Radio.
My Jeep on chrome feet and all. On the hunt for these girls was like my day to day. Get them alone, I jump them and then fade away. I give it good so some of them won't stay away. They try to lock me up, but I break away. Until the day I lay my eyes on the princess. And you can tell she was a dime.
What's up, everyone? You're tuned in on this beautiful day with your host, Tanisha Davis, here on Stardom 100 Radio. Today, we have a very special guest, Jamisa, who will be joining the show today and will be giving us so much knowledge from real estate, investments, and so much more. Jamisa, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, I hope I'm saying your name right. I'm a little...
You are.
Today. I lost my voice recently, so I'm like a little bit hoarse today, so I'm hoping I was saying it right. So how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you have been thriving in real estate, investing. Like, can you give me a brief description? Like, how did you get started?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm 25. Right now I have 16 properties. So if I go back to, I want to say when I was 21 years old, that's when it started. So my grandma, she lived in a house. It was a house that she raised me in when she babysat me and stuff like that. One day we had a conversation. She asked me, you know, what would happen to her house if something was to happen to her? And I literally didn't have the answer. So I told her, like, grandma, maybe, I don't know. Like, you know, that's something I would have to look into. Long story short, she told me that if anything ever was to happen, she wanted me to be the person to look over the property. She wanted me to rent it out. She told me she wanted that to be the family house and that I would just oversee it. I guess she thought that I was pretty responsible. So I agreed to it. So what happened was she added me to her deed. I paid like $400, I think, just for insurance and then to record it and all of that stuff through the title company. And that was pretty much it. So she lived there for like 2 more years. It meant nothing to me to have a house because she was living there. So I'm like, well, grandma, this is still your house. And 2 years after that, she died. Now, I think that she like may have knew she was sick. These are not conversations that we had. But anyway, she ended up having a stroke. It was natural causes. She wasn't the healthiest person, though. She was like a little overweight. She had some stuff going on. So she may have known, you know, that her condition was worsening or whatever the case may be. Now, when she passed away, that is when real life set in. Like, it just, like, slapped me in the face. All of the things, all of the responsibilities pretty much became mine. You know, you're looking at taxes. You're looking at deferred maintenance. Because, you know, grandma don't know nothing about getting work done to their house and all of that. She was there forever. Yeah. She ain't really do no updates to it. And it was just, like, a new world to me. It was so overwhelming. I was pregnant with my second child at the time. She kept trying to come out early. I was just, like, stressed out just dealing with her death and, you know, dealing with the greed of my family, too, because it was like, yeah, this is my mom's house, and I'm entitled, and I'm going to move in. It just stressing me out. So I sold it.
Wow.
And that was one of the best and worst decisions I ever made in my life. So I ended up selling it.
Oh, man. So, like, since then, you've, like, bought multiple properties, like, what made you say, this is the thing for me, like, this is something I really want to get into?
I feel like this always has been me. Like, I've always liked to help people. I've always been a problem solver, even since I was, like, younger. It's always like, okay, how can I figure this out? I always was the one, take lead, take charge, figure stuff out, make it happen. Now, when I sold that property, I kind of got the short end of the stick. So selling it as is, without even cleaning it out, I end up clearing $152K right?
Wow.
Only to find out, yeah, I know. For a 22-year-old, that's, like, crazy. I was like, what? Oh, that's 23.
Yeah.
I think I was 23 at the time. Yeah, it was, like, crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. But I started to learn about real estate after that, and it was like, oh, you could have sold it for $400,000. Or you could have kept it, you know, pulled some equity out, fixed it up, and you never would have had to get rid of that family house. Like, I learned so much stuff. It was like a slap in the face to me because it was like, dang, there's a whole other world out there. So I took it upon myself to just educate myself. I just, like, jumped into it. Okay, first of all, I said that I would never be caught slipping like that again. Like, you're just not going to catch me not knowing what I'm doing ever again. And then I realized, you know, how much it was to learn and to be taught about real estate, you know, just in my voyage. I learned how to purchase $600 properties. I learned how to save people's houses if they're losing it. I learned how to teach other people how to keep their homes in the family if necessary. I just learned so much stuff, and I felt so fulfilled. So real estate was never my thing. Like, I just, you know, we don't know much about houses. You live in them, you know, whatever. I can't say that I always wanted to do real estate because I did not. I feel like God just kind of put that in my path. But the way that he set it all up, I end up doing exactly what it is that I love to do. Like, I love, love, love teaching people new things and changing their lives. Like, you have no idea how it feels
That's
when
beautiful.
People come to me. Like, I've never owned a house, and, like, now I have three, or, oh, my God, I just made $30,000. Like, this is amazing. That right there, it's like, all right, so this is where I belong, God, thanks. And real estate just happened to be the door that got me to where I am right now.
Wow. Now, you mentioned about purchasing property for $600.
I did.
How? Give me some details on that for the listeners that are tuned in that are like, man, what? Tell me about how that works.
Several different ways to do it. So I'm located in, that's where I'm from. So that's primarily where most of the investment properties are located. When I say those lower end numbers for purchasing properties, that's usually from an auction. There's several different auctions that you can go to, and there's several different ways to do it. Usually the $600 acts as a deposit, a temporary deposit that will give you temporary ownership of that property, and you're able to sell it while you have that deposit down. You got like 30 days to either, you know, buy it or to sell it. So usually that's what the clients do. They go in, $600 deposit, come out, sell a house for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, because it's still a house. Now, it's really cheap because it's at an auction, but it's still a house. And the values of some of these houses are like millions of dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So,
but there's other places too, because like Miami, I've been to some of those auctions, and they can do like $200 as a deposit. Like, there's a lot of different ways to do it. It's not super involved, but it's definitely strategic. So that's one of the things that I offer with my business, Rosebuds. We'll completely dissect a sale of your choice. Like, I'll give you the ins and outs, the back end of the sale, you know, prepare you for what to look for, how to know what you're bidding on, how to assess properties. And then we would actually go to an auction together when you're ready to purchase, you know, just for that moral support and for me to reiterate all of the things that I already taught you. Because it's kind of aggressive, and sometimes it can be intimidating because it's a new place, but it is super, super fun. And when you get the hang of it, it's like life-changing.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I know that some people avoid getting into investment in real estate. They think maybe you have to have a certain level
of credit
and so forth. So, like, what advice are you giving individuals that are like, hey, I want to buy a property, but my credit may not be what
I feel like credit is not a necessity, but it's definitely an asset, because ultimately what you want to do is create longevity. That was something that I learned, too, because I pretty much went cash poor and was house rich. And then you got to leverage. You know, you got to pull the equity out. So credit definitely comes into the play afterwards. But I feel like don't let anything hold you back. Okay, bad credit is, like, horrible. No credit is horrible, but you always have the opportunity to build. Don't let that stop you. Do it simultaneously. If you get a $600 house and make some money, okay, now use that money to invest and fix in your credit. Don't ever look at it like, I can't do something because. Barriers are made to be broken. Break through them. When I started, I didn't know about credit. But I told you I sold the house for almost $250,000 less than, you know, what I should have. It's not a fault, what you can't do. It's about, you know, just kind of doing it and figuring it out as you go. That's the advice I would give. Like, take it full throttle. Okay, you know your credit bad.
At least you got the upper hand. You know your credit's bad. Fix it. Like, you know.
Right.
Get it
right.
done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, do you have any upcoming classes coming up or seminars that listeners can tune into or check out to get this advice, like to get the full scoop on how to get into marketing, investing, and so forth with real estate?
I have a high demand for seminars. My seminars always, always sell out, and it's like a super, super fun time. But I don't like doing seminars. So primarily I focus on one-on-one. I have what's called the real estate investment call, and what that looks like is it's a personalized call between me and the client, and I'll ask them exactly where they are financially, and then we'll create a step-by-step blueprint to get them exactly where they want to go. But it's personalized, so I can't throw a bunch of general information at you. It's literally going to pertain to you, simply because everybody are in different spaces in their life. So let's just say you have credit, no cash. We'll talk about purchasing properties with credit cards and, you know, stuff like that. Let's say you have cash, no credit. We'll talk about building more cash to get the capital, definitely, you know, getting your credit together, purchasing houses. If you don't have either or, we'll talk about, like, wholesaling and different avenues that can get you in the game from where you are. And it's really, really producing. I've had people do the real estate investment calls and make $15,000 in a week, $60,000, $200,000. Like, if you look at my my Yelp reviews or, like, my Instagram videos mm-hmm. of my client testimonies, it's amazing. So I really focus on a one-on-one, you know, to build the camp up. I'll do a seminar maybe April or towards the end of March. But I feel like it's just weird. I feel like when you get to know me, you get to just see my story. You get to just, like, feel it and really, okay, this is the real deal. It makes it easier. With seminars, there's a lot of people out here selling knowledge. No shade, but they're not all qualified to be selling the stuff that they're teaching, and I don't feel like I should have to compete with it. Like, I could walk around my house and record, and you're like, oh, my God, this is the real deal. She really does real estate. Yes, I live it every day, but I feel like that's giving so much of my personal self, and I hate having to compete with all the other classes in the world. So unless people ask me to do it, I don't do it.
So how can listeners keep up with you on social media? And keep up with what you're teaching.
Okay. So my Instagram is at Rosebuds, R-O-S-E, B as in boy, U-D-S, investments, I-N-V-E-S-T-M-E-N-T-S, L-L-C. What is it, Rosebuds Investments? Hold on, let me ask you a text. And the website is www.rosebudsinvestments.com.
Okay. Well, Janisa, like, you've dropped so much information, and I'm hoping that everyone that's tuned into the show that's listening will definitely go visit your website and get the knowledge that you're dropping, because you're young and you're succeeding. You're successful in this, you know. And, hey, this is the time to pay attention and take some notes and, you know, for all of us, you know, our generation, the millennials, to tune in and figure out a way to invest and make money and be successful at it. So I'm hoping
it's super important.
Yeah, because you just dropped some knowledge that I didn't even know about.
And it's important. I feel like a lot of people get intimidated. They just, like, don't know. They don't know the stuff, so they don't tap into it. But you can literally change your life now. Don't wait till you're, like, 30 and 40 and you're like, oh, What can I start now? Lay that foundation so that, like, if you have children or when you have children, you can pass that on instead of us always starting in the back. We always start in the back instead of, you know, running that race and passing the baton. It's, like, about generational wealth. It's not just, oh, I won, and have your child start over. Like, it's not about that. So I definitely want everybody to tap into it, especially in light of tax season. Because you're going to spend your money on something that's going to make you money or cost you money.
That is definitely.
You get real caught up in that. You get that money and it's like, oh, I'm balling out. You got a bunch of things that you got to pay bills for. 6 months later, you ran out of money and you can't no longer afford it. Instead, you just creating that long term. Exactly. So, therefore, now you can still buy those luxury items, but they're pretty much paying for themselves. You got a tenant paying you rent every single month. Use that money to go buy some stuff. Yeah.
Girl, yes. I love it. I love you know, your level of your knowledge, you know, just, you know, a lot, and, you're giving back. A lot of people, they go and be successful, and they don't give this information back to the public, so I love that you're out there, and you're sharing it, and you're helping people in the community and educating them, so I just love that. So, again, I really appreciate you sharing all this information, and everyone that's tuned into the show, be sure to go to that website and get this information, figure out a way to flip your income tax money, go invest, buy some real estate, and double your money. So, again, Jamisha, thank you so much for being on the show today.
No problem.
I really appreciate
thank you
taking
for having
the time
me.
Out today to share that information. And you have an awesome, awesome week.
Please do the same.
Thank you.
All right.